Good morning, beloved. Thank you for once again inviting me into your homes for this Monday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we're going to be in Hosea chapter 13, verses 1 through 16. And here, amid harsh words of judgment, God's saving acts in history are recalled. Yet the people continue to sin by engaging in idolatry and turning away from God. And God's saving words for us this week are mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Hosea chapter 13 at verse 1, where we're reading about the final judgment on Israel. In the past, when the tribe of Ephraim spoke, the other tribes of Israel were afraid. They looked up to Ephraim, but the people sinned by worshiping Baal, and for this they will die. They still keep on sinning by making metal images to worship, idols of silver, designed by human minds, made by human hands. And then they say, offer sacrifices to them. How can anyone kiss those idols, idols in the shape of bulls? And so these people will disappear like the morning mist, in the dew that vanishes early in the day. They will be like the chaff which the wind blows from the threshing place, like smoke from a chimney. The Lord says, I am the Lord your God, who led you out of Egypt. You have no God but me. I alone am your Savior. I took care of you in a dry desert land. But when you entered the good land, and you became full and satisfied, then you grew proud and forgot me. So I will attack you like a lion. Like a leopard, I will lie in wait along your path. I will attack you like a bear that has lost her cubs. I will tear you open. Like a lion, I will devour you on the spot and will tear you to pieces like a wild animal. I will destroy you, people of Israel. Then who can help you? You ask for a king and for leaders, but how can they save the nation? In my anger, I gave you kings, and in my fury, I have taken them away. Israel's sin and guilt are on record, and the records are safely stored away. Israel has a chance to live, but it is too foolish to take it, like a child about to be born who refuses to come out of the womb. I will not save this people from the world of the dead, or rescue them from the power of death. Bring your plagues, death. Bring your destruction, world of the dead. I will no longer have pity for this people. Even though Israel flourishes like weeds, I will send a hot east wind from the desert, and it will dry up their springs and wells. It will take away everything of value. Samaria must be punished for rebelling against me. Her people will die in war. Babies will be dashed to the ground, and pregnant women will be ripped open. And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 13, verse 4, where the Lord says, I am the Lord your God who led you out of Egypt. You have no God but me. I am alone. I am your Savior. You know, it's interesting, as you see here, God is sending prophet after prophet to warn Israel to turn from their sin, that if they don't turn from their sin, then all of this destruction will come upon them. And they've even had an introduction to this, you know, destruction, as they've endured plagues and famine and disease and all of these things. But will they turn from God, or turn from their sin and turn to God? No, they won't. It reminds me of sometimes of the church today. We have God, we have the Bible, we have the promises of God's Word, and yet people still continue to chase after their own idols, idols made up of the things that catch our attention today, materialistic things. When will God's people learn? Let's pray. Lord God, you alone are my God and my Savior. I worship only you. And daily will I praise you for your steadfast love and care. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be reading Hosea chapter 14, verses 1 through 9, where Hosea urges the people, before it's too late, one last time, one last opportunity, Hosea is urging the people to return to the Lord. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.